Jeff Green is crisscrossing Florida in his intense cash-fueled quest for political office. Green began yesterday pushing green jobs and energy independence in Tallahassee at a natural gas bus facility. In the afternoon, he went to Jacksonville to promote small business and entrepreneurs. Early education was on his mind at St. Petersburg's Jordan Park, where he hosted a back-to-school block party with free school supplies for students and free barbecued ribs for everyone.
This is a part of town that needs a lot of help, and I can tell you that I'm running for United States Senate because there are so many people on Florida. I'm fed up and frustrated with what's going on in Washington. I want a great job to get results for the people of Florida.
Gerald Norwood, one of about 100 people in attendance, doesn't know much about Jeff Green, but he came out to support the Democratic Party and to pick up some free school supplies for his daughter.
My name is Gerald Norwood. I'm her father, and I brought her out here for the school supplies and also to enjoy herself, do something for the community.
Education in Florida is on the minds of many. According to the Schott Foundation, the Pinellas County School District has the lowest graduation rate of black males than any other large district in America. And Johns Hopkins University labeled many Florida high schools dropout factories.
Well, look, it all comes down to funding. Number one, there's got to be more funding for after-school programs. We have to do something about our education system, because let's face it, it's not just in this Pinellas County, the whole country, our education system is falling apart. In Florida, we're falling apart even more. So I will fight for education. I grew up in public schools and was able to get scholarships and go to Johns Hopkins and Harvard Business School, work my way through. Kids today can't do that. We need Pell Grants, so vocational training. We need to educate our kids, because we're in an economic world war. The only way we're going to win that war is with the best educated kids.
Gerald Norwood has his opinion on the deplorable graduation rate for black male students.
I think because it starts at home, we don't have enough men at home in the black community to see that their children go to school. And I also see that there's a problem with the young community not getting enough help in their uprising. So my question to be with him are, how are you going to help fund these children who don't have computers in their school, who don't have supplies that they need, who can't go to school because they say, my mom doesn't have a good enough job to get enough money to help me go to school. So I would rather do the streets than do the school. And I know, because I'm a product of my environment.
Last week, Jeff Green threatened to sue the St. Pete Times for reporting that he helped create the economic implosion, and he made hundreds of millions betting the housing market would tank. In one of his deals, Green made millions in a profitable apartment to condo conversion in California that went bust. Today, the Times printed a correction of a story about alleged drug abuse on Green's yacht. In a press release, Green said, "Today I reiterate my call that the St. Petersburg Times and other Florida news outlets which have run stories about me that are false, not only correct the record, but retract those stories." You can find more information on our website, WMNF.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, this is Tom Bauer.